Welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes, and I'm with...
Trish McFarland.
Trish, I want to talk about corporate uniforms.
Corporate uniforms? What are corporate uniforms? You mean like if you're a flight attendant or if you work, you know, at a gas station or something? What are you talking about?
No, those are interesting, but I don't want to talk about those. I want to talk about the adoption of your own personal corporate uniform, the clothes that you wear to work every day. Kind of like the Steve Jobs in the black turtleneck, or the Barack Obama who always wore, you know, a blue suit and a white shirt. Mark Zuckerberg, right, for years wore the gray t-shirt and the hoodie. They
right.
adopt the corporate uniform, and there's a very specific reason why folks do that.
Okay, share. What's the reason?
It's decision fatigue.
That's
right. The overwhelming amount of decisions we have to make every single day in our lives. You know how many decisions we make in a day?
No, I can't even. I wouldn't even have a guess, honestly.
Some estimates, Trish, and I read this on the internet, so you know it's true.
It is true, probably.
Estimate as many as 35,000 decisions every single day we make. Everyone.
I mean, that sounds like a lot, but I guess if you're counting every possible thing we could think about. Yes, that's probably true.
And so one of the decisions lots of folks have to make, right, who are going to a workplace is, what should I wear today? What's, you know, what jacket to put on? What dress? What shoes? What, whatever.
Do you really right? think that it's taking that much effort and stress, like, about deciding what to wear?
I mean,
that seems a little outrageous. It seems a little fake.
I think
people, fake news.
I think people who do it for a couple of reasons. One is absolutely to reduce something to think about, to eliminate something to think about from their lives that they have decided,
I understand that need.
For whatever reason, they don't need to worry about. And I think the second thing, too, is a little more subtle. It's a little more like, I'm above it all kind of a move. Like, hey, I'm so smart, talented, important, what have you. I can't be bothered with your mundane what shirt to wear decision you wrestle with every day.
That's probably
I'm going to put on the black turtleneck and jeans
every day because
I can't be bothered. It's kind of a positioning thing too, a little power move.
I think. I mean, I think if I saw someone in the workplace honestly doing that all the time, I would wonder, is it the same exact outfit? Like, I wouldn't assume necessarily they had 10 black turtlenecks. I'd be thinking, like, have they washed their clothes? I don't know. I would have other thoughts coming into my head. I don't know that if it were me, I wouldn't want people even questioning whether I'm clean, laundered. You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole different show probably, but
well,
seems odd.
I like the idea, Trish. I've not ever gone that far. I have certain things I tend to like to wear. I haven't gone in the path of buying five of the same suits or anything like that, but...
No, but I mean, really, like... I wonder if there are studies that show, does it really cut down on, you know, like, so the, for a man, maybe, you know, if you wear polo shirts and khakis, you could have different colored polo shirts every day. It's not very stressful to decide which one to pull out of the closet and wear. Same way with, I mean, look, it's a suit and a dress shirt. It doesn't matter if the shirt is blue or white or whatever. Not really. Just get a bunch of solid color shirts. At least you look a little different. Like, you put some effort into your appearance. Because, I mean, there are also studies that show that your appearance really does matter. And dressing for the audience that you're going to be working with matters. So I think there's a flip side to it. I don't know.
It's interesting. I like the idea. There's been some famous examples of it. I think it's something to think about. I think in your workplace, maybe you should think about it too. Like,
my workplace is my living room, kitchen, outdoor area, and my office, my home office. So yes, frequently it's yoga pants and probably a Van Halen t-shirt. But you know, wouldn't it be odd if I were wearing a Van Halen t-shirt every day of the week?
Let me tell you, it would be great, Trish. It would be awesome if you did.
So I would at least jazz it up with different hair bands every day.
All right. Well, that's fun. I love the topic. It's interesting. Maybe we can talk about it some more on the HR Happy Hour show. But that's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.